This is KCUR 89.3. After the glitz and glamour of the opening ceremony of the Rio Olympics tomorrow night, one of the focal points will be swimmer Michael Phelps. Another swimmer, whose first name is Michael and lives outside Lawrence, Kansas, narrowly missed a spot on the U.S. team. As KCUR's Greg Eklund reports, he's 17 and big things are predicted for him despite an unconventional training path.
So big that ESPN the magazine claims that the family of Michael Andrews says he can become this generation's Michael Phelps.
Representing Indian swimming in flight two, Michael Andrews.
Michael Andrews' parents don't recall saying that. Regardless, Michael became one of the most talked about swimmers who did not make the Olympics. The youngest swimmer ever to turn pro in the U.S. when he was 14, Michael stands on the starting block at the Olympic trials in Omaha with the USA's best. Three lanes over, a two-time Olympic gold medalist. Michael trained for this moment. Whether or not his parents compared him to Michael Phelps, Michael Andrews has heard the chatter in the swimming community.
To be compared to the greatest of all time is incredible. I mean, what he's done in the sport's amazing. And, I mean, to live up to that is cool. But, obviously, I don't want to be another Michael Phelps, because there's things he's done that I don't want to live out. And there's things that I want to do differently. And so I want to be the first Michael Andrews.
Come on!
Michael Andrews competed in five individual events at the trials. He came closest to earning a place on the USA Olympic team in the 100-meter breaststroke. His fourth-place finish was only two places from where he needed to qualify.
Make sure, bud, quick hands, and then as you're doing the kick, drive the head through.
Okay, Peter Andrews, Michael's father, trains him at an indoor two-lane pool built in their backyard, a rural area west of Lawrence. Peter and his wife, Tina, are from South Africa. Tina is Michael's manager, or the momager, as she calls herself, and homeschools Michael and his younger sister. Even though Peter was a former competitive swimmer in South Africa, their son was active in sports involving a ball. It wasn't unusual for Michael to go to sleep holding a soccer ball. Then when Michael signed up for a local swim team in Aberdeen, South Dakota, where they lived at the time, Peter was mesmerized by what he saw. Tina remembers it vividly.
The first day that Peter went to pick him up from his first practice, he called me from the practice and he said, drop whatever you're doing and come and watch this.
Because Michael Andrews' first swim meet took place in a chilly rain at an outdoor pool in Brookings, South Dakota, Tina says he cried. He didn't want to do it. But all that changed after his first race, the start of an unusual path to success. Michael doesn't belong to any swimming club or team, and his father's training regimen is highly debated in the swimming ranks.
By the time I was 10, we were swimming, competing pretty regularly, traveling across the country, going to meets, and that's when I broke my first national age group record.
Michael says he's a professional swimmer because it's something he wants to do.
I think with the sport and everything and how our family did everything together, I knew, you know, I want to make it to the Olympics. I want to be a professional swimmer and I want to keep going with this.
Because of how much the Andrews family is involved with the business of swimming, Michael Andrews says there's a misconception.
A lot of people have called me the bubble boy and stuff. Like, I'm only taken out of the bubble to train or to swim or to compete.
Michael is quick to point out that he believes his parents have not robbed him of his childhood.
No, not robbed at all. I think I've been lifted up towards like a more exciting childhood. I mean, it's fair to say that the 17-year-old me is very different to a lot of 17-year-olds around there.
The family accepted endorsement money from a protein company 3 years ago, making Michael Andrews ineligible to compete on the high school and NCAA level. Tina Andrews says as a very faith-based family, the decision to make their son a pro didn't occur on a whim.
This is a family discussion all of the time, you know, very much with Michael, you know, being given the option to choose, and then we encourage, pray about it, and, you know, because that's how we make our decisions.
So while the world watches the upcoming Olympic races, the Andrews family has its own itinerary set for competition. Later this month, the family will depart for Paris for the start of 9 stops on the professional swimming circuit in Europe, the Middle East, and Asia. Though Michael didn't make the Olympic team this time around, the plan is already in motion for him to be well prepared by the time the 2020 Olympic trials roll around. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.